room, and this news update is brought to you by Stilson Collision, the best body and paint shop in Etham. If you get into an accident, see Stilson Collision on Fillion Road just north of Bad Axe. And by L. Hansen Motors of Bad Axe, Etham's only used car dealer with a full-line service department. Today, March 30th, 2026, Colin Arturo Radcliffe, facing a probation violation, appeared before Judge Gerald Prill in the Huron County Circuit Court. Radcliffe admitting to disappearing off the radar for over a year. His defense? Homelessness, the recent loss of both his father and mother, and a paralyzing fear of consequences, not a return to crime. Prosecutors pushed for tough choices, suggesting either continued probation with jail time or a significant 20-month prison sentence. Radcliffe's defense argued for a path forward, emphasizing Radcliffe's desire to avoid prison, explore transferring his probation to Florida where family and potential employment await, and simply get this over with to be there for his kids. Judge Pearl cited the statutory requirement for a 5-year probation term for the original serious offense and ruled against a straight discharge that would defeat the purpose of the statute. Radcliffe will serve 166 days in a county jail with credit for 106 days already served, and his probation will continue. The message from the bench was clear. Even amidst profound hardship, the law demands accountability, but is also offers a path to continued supervision rather than outright incarceration for non-criminal violations. And Gary Jean Nanny appeared before the Honorable Judge Gerald Prill in the Huron County Circuit Court today, March 30th. Gary Jean Nanny, a veteran who served in Iraq, admitted to his fifth probation violation, testing positive for methamphetamine. This wasn't a relapse on the streets, but a tragic turn within the confines of a sober living home, where Nanny claimed another resident introduced the illicit substance and the temptation got the best of me. Despite a history that includes military service and previous attempts at recovery, even withdrawing from drug court, the cycle of addiction proved too powerful. The court acknowledged the profound difficulty, with Judge Prill noting that the strength of the addiction is much stronger than the will to recover. After arguments from both prosecution and defense, the latter hoping to preserve Nanny's recovering housing, Judge Prill handed down a sentence of 180 days in county jail with credit for 120 days already served. Nanny will be unsuccessfully discharged from probation, effectively closing the door on further rehabilitative efforts for now. Judge Prill, in a candid assessment, deemed a potential prison sentence of a waste of time, underscoring the profound challenge of breaking free from addiction's grip. And David Allen Kirkhow appeared in the Honorable Judge Gerald Pearl's courtroom. David Allen Kirkhow, facing a third offense charging of operating while intoxicated, stems from an incident in Sebewing this past March, entered a not guilty plea. Kirkhow's defense submitted an application to enter sobriety court. This motion was prompted both by prosecution and defense to agree to a 2 to 3 week adjournment allowing for direct discussions that could reshape the case. During this time, it opens the table for negotiations of a potential second chance, moving the focus from immediate conviction to a rehabilitative path. The pretrial conference is now scheduled for April 27th at 11:30 a.m. In the meantime, Kirkhow remains out on bond, around $3,500 bond. When we come back after this Al Hansen Motors sponsor message, we'll get to more local or national and international news.
Tyler Hansen here with Al Hansen Motors. It's Easter again, which means two things. The weather's confused, and somebody's already eaten all the good candy out of the basket. If you'd rather hunt for something other than eggs and chocolate, we've got a few solid options at Al Hansen Motors. Starting with a 2020 Ford Explorer for $21,980. It has 90,000 miles, leather interior, with heated front and rear seats, heated steering wheel, Bluetooth, backup camera, park assist, remote start, and Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Then there's a 2020 Jeep Renegade Altitude 4x4 with only 43,000 miles, heated seats, heated wheel, Bluetooth, adaptive cruise, automatic wipers, remote start, and a towing package. Take it home for just $20,580. If you want a truck, we've got a 2014 GMC Sierra Z71 4x4 with just 70,000 miles, 5.3 V8, true four-wheel drive, Z71 off-road package. It's straightforward. It does the job, no drama, for $23,480. And with gas prices on the rise, you need to check out our 2017 Chevy Cruze LT that gets up to 40 miles per gallon and still has some comfort and convenient options, like heated seats, backup camera, Bluetooth, and remote start, all for just $12,580. Get fair prices, no gimmicks, and never any dock fees at Al Hansen Motors. Shop Al Hansen Motors. We'll help you find something better than chocolate bunnies.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. And moving on to our national news, Gowanda School District proposes tax hike. The Gowanda Central School District has proposed a 1.2% tax levy increase for the upcoming school year. School Business Administrator Barb Smith presented the nearly $40 million budget, noting that the increase is identical to the one approved by voters last year. The budget reflects rising costs in health insurance and special education services. The Board of Education is scheduled to vote on a proposal on April 1st, with a public vote to follow in May. In other national news, microplastics estimates found to be skewed. A University of Michigan study suggests that current estimates of microplastic pollution may be inflated due to contamination from laboratory equipment. Researchers discovered that common nitrile and latex gloves used in labs release tiny particles that can be mistaken for environmental samples. The findings indicate a need for more rigorous protocols in microplastics research to ensure data accuracy. Scientists are now reevaluating previous studies to determine the extent to which lab-based contamination has affected global pollution assessments. And then our international news. Pope Francis condemns using religion to justify war. During his Palm Sunday address, Pope Francis stated that no one can use the name of Jesus to justify war. The message was a clear reference to the multiple global conflicts, certainly causing humanitarian crises. The Pope's comments come as religious leaders in the Middle East face increasingly pressure to take sides in regional disputes. The Vatican continues to call for peace and the protection of civilian lives across all conflict zones. In other international news, major art heist in an Italian museum. Works by renowned artist Renoir Cezanne and Matisse were stolen from an Italian museum today. Authorities are investigating the heist, which involved a sophisticated breach of the museum's security systems. The stolen pieces are considered priceless and represent a significant loss to the cultural heritage of the region. Interpol has been notified, and an international search for the missing masterpieces is underway. When we come back after the Stilson Collision sponsor message, we'll continue with our obituaries.
If you get into an accident, go to the best place in the Thumb for your auto body collision and paint work. Stilson Collision. This is Luke Stilson.
And this is Marv Pullum. With our combined 95 years in auto body and paint work, we ensure satisfaction with the best quality work in the Thumb.
This is Rich Pullum. From deer collisions to major accidents, we accept all insurance work.
That's right, Rich. If you need professional collision repair and auto body work, come see us at Stilson Collision, located 1704 West Fillion Road, just north of Bad Axe. Or call us at 989-553-3649.
Or call me, Marv Pullum, at 989-553-3648.
At Stilson Collision, we do it right or we don't do it.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And we have, my name is John Curdy, and we have one obituary to report for this hour. Ronald J. Kirsch, age 87, of Harbor Beach, a family man and farmer, passed away on March 28, 2026. He and his beloved wife of 66 years, Marlene, were married on August 29, 1959, at Our Lady of Lake Huron Catholic Church. Ronald is survived by his wife, Marlene, children Michael, Warren, Carolyn, Rodney, Monica, and Claudine. Funeral Mass for Ronald will be Wednesday, April 1st, 2026 at 11:30 a.m. at Our Lady of Lake Huron Catholic Church of the Holy Name of Mary Parish. Burial will follow in the Our Lady of Lake Huron Catholic Church Cemetery. Visitation for Ronald will be on Wednesday, April 1st, 2026 at the church, beginning at 9:30 a.m. until time of services at 11:30 a.m. Arrangements are being handled by the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to Our Lady of Lake Huron Catholic Church or Our Lady of Lake Huron Catholic School. The planting of a tree in his memory would also be fitting. Memories can be shared at ramseyfh.com. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Stilson Collision, the best body and paint shop in Thumb. If you get into an accident, see Stilson Collision, located on Fillion Road just north of Bad Axe. And L. Hansen Motors of Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealer with a full-line service department.